What's up, everybody? This is Billy from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve, and we are doing our fantasy family football podcast. With me, as always, is Amy and Liam. Say hello.
Hi. Hello.
So, last week.
Isn't it family fantasy football?
I can't figure it out. Family fantasy football show. So, last week, how was it, guys and gals?
Depends who you ask.
Liam, go first.
I won in ESPN and lost in Yahoo.
I have two Yahoo leagues, one and one. The second one, I had Aaron Jones. I was down by 38. He scored 34. I was happy, but lost. And I won ESPN.
I lost both.
How's our survivors do? I had Tampa Bay. They won.
I had Washington. They won.
I had, who did I have? Cleveland. And they won.
All right, so survivor, we did well. Again, for me, one ESPN league, I won. Two Yahoo leagues, I won one and I lost one. Liam was victorious in ESPN.
Caused me to lose.
Which had you lose. And you lost in Yahoo. And Liam, where were you again?
I won in ESPN and lost in Yahoo.
All right, so we've yet to have a clean sweep, except for Mom reverse standing. She lost both. So we need someone to be victorious across the board.
I did win FanDuel again.
Second week in a row, you were a FanDuel champion, yes.
But I did lose to the number one person in the Yahoo League.
That is true. He scored 195 points. The week before, he scored 200-something points. How was your FanDuel, Liam? I know Mom won you guys had a 6-7 person. I know Mom won that. Overall, how did you do?
I did good. I won in two leagues. I ended up, $26.80.
So you won $26. One was a $5 entry. One was a $1 entry. And you ended up winning $28.
Yeah.
27. Nice. All right, so last week, ESPN, I scored 128.18. I beat gentleman I was going against, the Beast Mode. I beat him 112.52. I had Josh Allen with 16.66, Herbert with 14.72, Robinson is my running back, 9.4. Montgomery, 10.9. Lockett, as I stated last week, if Wilson throws these crazy bombs, the most likely go to Lockett.
Who said that?
I did. Lockett, 31.8. I started Tim Patrick, 12.7. Logan Thomas, 9.5. Edmonds, 12.5. Washington's defense, 2. My kicker, Bass, with 4. So I won. I will say about Justin Herbert, that team,
Cowboys.
No. Herbert, the Chargers, man, they had two touchdowns taken back for penalties. One was to Cook, tied in I had in another league, and then one was to Mike Williams, which would have got me more points, but, you know, he didn't. Penalties. Play smart. Liam, how'd you do last week in your ESPN?
So, I had 207.94 points against Mom's 155.56. I had Rodgers, 26.8, Brady, 29.64, Derrick Henry, 47.7, James White, 18.5, Chris Godwin, 16.2, Cole Beasley, 7.6, Robert Tonyan, 14.2, Marquise Brown, 23.3, Buffalo's defense, 19, and Harrison Butker, 5.
That defense was good, man. 19 points.
Shut up. One interception, 2 fumble recoveries.
All right. Yeah, man, that's it. It's quite a defensive play team there. Buffalo, we're the best. They're the best. Excuse me, I'm not a wee guy. You want to go over your team there, Ames, or...
Sure. Okay, so I lost, obviously, to Liam. I had Lamar Jackson with 32 points, Darnold with 18, Jones with 41, Edwards-Helaire with only 2, Aaron Robinson, Allen Robinson with 10 points, DJ Moore 21, Noah Fant 13, Chenault got me just a measly 1.7, Rams defense 6, and Justin Tucker 7.
Yeah, having Chenault crushed you, which flex here or there, but Helaire, not you had Helaire. No, Liam had Helaire.
I had Helaire.
You had Helaire. That's tough when your starting running back only gets you 2.4.
It is, but I mean, I lost by quick math about 50 points, so chances are, even if you did,
yeah,
phenomenal, I probably wouldn't have won.
True.
Liam had a really good week, so.
So last week in ESPN, you went against Liam. Mm-hmm. This week, you go against me.
Yep.
Right now, our projection is me 51% to you 49%. My projection is 134.8, and yours is 133.3. Right now, I've not made any changes to my lineup. Allen, Herbert, Robinson, Montgomery, Lockett, Patrick, Thomas, Edmonds, Washington's defense, and Bass. I may take out Washington's defense if I can find another one, but right now they're in. I do have a strong feeling I'm going to change the defense. Looking over what I have here, again, I don't see any other changes. What about you? Do you have anyone you want to change out? What do you got for your lineup?
The only person who I am changing out is I took out Chenault. For now, I put in Pollard. This is for my flex.
I think that's a good move.
My other option would be to put in Hardman, but I think I'm going to stick with Pollard, but I have until the weekend to decide.
So I'm looking at your team. It's Thursday. I see you got a couple players going tonight.
I do. I have DJ Moore, and I also have Darnold.
Thursday night could be a big night for those guys. I hope.
We'll see.
But I don't hope. I want you to win, but I don't want you to beat me.
So you want her to win, but you don't want her to win.
Yeah, so, I mean, I hate for you to be 0-3, but I do not want to be the one.
Not as much as I would hate to be 0-3.
That's true. Liam, what do you got going on, buddy?
So I'm projected to win 51% to 49%. I'm projected 139 even. He's projected 133.3.
Okay.
So I have Rodgers, Brady, Henry, Jacobs, Godwin, Beasley, Tonyan, Brown, Buffalo's defense, and Harrison Butker. I changed out Jacobs for... No, sorry. I changed out White for Jacobs because Jacobs was my initial starting running back.
Is he back this week?
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing, no, that's it.
Who does he have? Anybody special?
He has Mahomes. He has Chubb. He has Evans. He has Tampa Bay's defense, which I have in Yahoo.
But he also has Mayfield, Sanders,
Ruggs, Cook, Smith-Schuster, and Carlson.
Okay, Carlson could be He's a decent kicker, so that could give him some points there. All right. So let's go to Yahoo, or however it goes.
Don't do that.
No? Okay. Okay, last week, I won 149.12 to 118.32. I was projected to lose. At Herbert with 22.7, Keenan Allen with 19.8, Beasley with 7.6, Aaron Jones with a 41.5 brought me to the promised land. Edmonds, 12.5. Hunter Henry, 6.2. Elijah Mitchell, 7.3. Tyler Bass, 5 points. New England's defense with 22. And my defensive player, Devin White, 4.5. New England's defense, obviously, when your defense gets you double digits, it's great. 10 points, 12 points. 22 is fantastic. Aaron Jones, love the guy. Hunter Henry continues to mess me up. I'm struggling with my flex. I had Elijah Mitchell this week. When we get to it, I put in Claypool and I took out Mitchell. And from the other team, he had Wilson with 37 points, Higgins with 19, Debo Samuel 18. I mean, nothing else pretty special. I won and I'm happy. Liam, what'd you have, buddy?
I had 161.4 and he had 196.02. I was projected to win. I had Rodgers 35.8, Thielen 15.9, Julio Jones 22.8, McCaffrey 24.7, Hilaire with 3.6, Higbee with 1.8, Deontay Johnson 23.5, Koo 6.8, Tampa Bay's defense 22, and Cunningham as my defensive player 4.5.
I mean, 161, you got like two or three players 20 plus points. You ran into what people call the buzzsaw. I mean, he scored the highest points in the league at 196 by far. So you would have probably, yeah, you had 161. You'd have beaten more than half the league with that score.
And I was projected the highest for the week out of everyone.
What did he have? Who were his standouts?
Stafford with 25, CeeDee Lamb 17, Chubb 18, Gronk 20, Kupp 42, Carlson 25, Cleveland's defense 8, and his defensive player 18.65.
And he had Hopkins with 15.4. So, I mean, he had a solid, 195 points, you know? That's a tough one.
Kupp got him a fourth of his points.
Yeah. I know, I mean, you did the math on that. Ames, how'd you do?
Not good. Well, no, actually, I didn't do too bad. I was projected 142 points, and I ended up with 150. So I did better than projected, but so did he. And so I ended up with 150. He ended up with 188. Lamar Jackson got me 42 points. DJ Moore, 21 points. Jamar Chase, 16. Dalvin Cook, 19. James Robinson, 9. Logan Thomas, 9. Emmanuel Sanders, 6. Justin Tucker, 9. Kansas City's defense, 9. And Micah Hyde, my defensive player, 6. So I didn't do horribly, but he had Lockett, who got him 38 points. So that, I think, set him apart.
Brady got him 41. Brady got him
41. Stephon Diggs, 18. Eckler, 22. Singletary, 20. But matched up, you know, his players to my players, they were all more or less pretty even, but Lockett got 38 for his flex, and Sanders got me 6 for my flex. So, you know, that was a big...
People always say, you know, you play a weak schedule. You can only play who you can play. You scored 150, Liam 160, and here I was with 149. You both lost, and I won. Mm-hmm. So, it's tough out there. I'm happy I won, though. Now, this week, I have Herbert, Allen, Beasley, Aaron Jones, Edmonds, Hunter Henry again, which I'm trying to find another tight end, but I can't seem to find one. Claypool, I put in and took out Elijah Mitchell. Bass, I'm keeping in. New England's defense and my defensive player, Devin White, I'm keeping in. Not too many changes there. Maybe... Nah, I made my change. I put in Claypool. I need to find a better tight end. I'm projected to lose 150.12 to 155.41. 46 chance for me to win, 54 for my opponent, who has Mahomes, Godwin, Schuster, Carson, Sanders, Andrews, Sutton, Gold, San Francisco, and Patrick Queen. So nothing crazy. Kind of close. I'm hoping Herbert finally breaks that 30-point mark and his team stops screwing up. Lane, what do you got, buddy?
So, I'm projected 146.91 for the week. I can't really say his because he doesn't have his players in his lineup.
Yeah, so. Some of the guys in some of these leagues thinks it's like a strategy to not put in their players to get you guessing on who they're going to play. I don't understand it, but some of the guys do it.
So the people that he does have in are Kyler Murray, Robbie Anderson, who plays tonight, Mason Crosby, kicker for Green Bay, Rams defense, and Darius Leonard, defensive player.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll see what goes on. I got faith in you, bro.
I have Rodgers, Thielen, Julio Jones, McCaffrey, who plays tonight, Hilaire, Higbee, Deontay Johnson, Koo, Tampa Bay's defense, and I want to try to find another defensive player. Because these past 2 weeks, he's had a total of 9.5.
Yeah, we'll get that figured out.
But if I... So I have to make the decision today because he plays tonight.
All right, we'll look. We'll see what's out there. Well, you'll look and see what's out there.
Yeah.
You already told me who you wanted. I thought it wasn't a good move, but it's your team, your rules. So, Mama B, what do you got?
So, I'm projected 150 points. He's projected 160 points. 44% for me, 56% for him. Who I'm playing is who Liam went against last week and ended up with the 190. So
week before that, 211. So
yeah, so let's hope third time is not a charm and I can make him 2-1. I have pretty much all the same players. I didn't take anyone out. I picked up Derek Carr. He was not on anyone's team, so I was able to put in a waiver claim and I got him yesterday. I'll probably still play Lamar Jackson. I don't know. I haven't decided that yet, but that is a new pickup for me. But otherwise, I haven't changed anyone out. He has on his team Stafford. Well, this is all the same players that Liam named from last week, but Stafford, Chubb, CeeDee Lamb, Hopkins, Murray, Gronk, Cooper Kupp, Carlson, Cleveland's defense, and Raquan Smith. So we'll see how it goes.
All right.
I don't know. That's all we can do.
All right. So, and then my other league, I'm not going to talk about it. Hopefully I win. I'll let you know if I do well or not. FanDuel, we've not done a FanDuel lineup yet. That'll probably come this weekend, and we'll let you know how it ended up. Survivor League as well. We keep that a secret until Sunday, even from each other. So everybody else out there, good luck with your team. Good luck with your week. If you're winning, I hope you keep winning. If you're losing, I hope you can win. It's only week 3. Got to make some moves. Got to think positive, all that stuff. So good luck. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
See ya.